أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أيشركون ما لا يخلق شيئا وهم يخلقون ولا يستطيعون لهم نصرا ولا أنفسهم ينصرون وإن تدعوهم إلى الهدى لا يتبعوكم سواء عليكم أدعوتموهم أم أنتم صامتون. إن الذين تدعون من دون الله عباد أمثالكم فادعوهم فليستجيبوا لكم إن كنتم صادقين. ألهم أرجل يمشون بها أم لهم أيدي يبطشون بها أم لهم أعين يبصرون بها أم لهم آذان يسمعون بها قل ادعوا شركاءكم ثم كيدون فلا تنظرون. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss from ayah number 191 to 195 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the verse before this, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about those who marry. They are desirous of children that are healthy, normal. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grants that when they have the children, then they make shirk and they commit partners, ascribe partners to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Hence here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala continues. This is not only couples that marry and do this, but this is the general trend of insan, of mankind, that when we are in need, we beseech and we seek from Allah. When Allah grants, we forget Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. So in these verses, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speak about the weaknesses of all those things that we put our yaqeen into. And hence Allah says, أَيُشْرِكُونَ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا, that do they ascribe such partners, مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ شَيْئًا, that cannot create anything. وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ, the truth and the matter is that they themselves have been created. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the creator. Besides Allah Rabbul Izzat, everything else is makhluq. Besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, everything has been created. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the all-powerful, and hence everything else depends on Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala for its power, and hence there is nothing that is worthy of worship besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ لَهُمْ نَصْرًا, man worships all of this. They do not have any power to assist man. وَلَا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَنْصُرُونَ, and no can they help themselves. In other words, you worship all these idols, you worship things that are ghayrullah, and again we are reminded that idolatry was a thing during the time of paganism. Idolatry exists today in various forms, like that of paganism, and also the idolatry of seeking assistance and putting our trust and yaqeen in anything else besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. وَإِن تَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى لَا يَتَّبِعُوكُمْ, then if you call them to a particular way, to the way of guidance, they will not follow you. In other words, they are not going to be subservient to you, and they are, insofar as being creation, they are same, equal like us. But yet, when you call them to guidance, they do not take your guidance. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْكُمْ أَدَعُوتُمُوهُمْ أَمْ أَنْتُمْ صَامِتُونَ, and it is all the same that when you call upon them or you remain silent, there is absolutely no difference to you and no difference to them. Briefly, in this verse, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, in the next verse, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the creations of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, in other words, humans, who people also worship. And Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ عِبَادٌ أَمْثَالُكُمْ, certainly those that you call besides Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala are slaves like yourselves. In other words, they are servants and they're supposed to have the servitude to Allah They're supposed to enslave themselves to Allah. They are supposed to worship Allah like how you supposed to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَدُعُوهُمْ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Then call upon them and see if they respond to your call, if you are truthful in the fact that they are worthy of worship. Now with all regards to all of these things that are being worshipped, Allah Ta'ala asked one question, أَلَهُمْ أَرْجُلٌ يَمْشُونَ بِهَا. Do they have legs? Do they have feet with which they can walk? If you look at all of it, even you and I as humans, we may have legs that we walk with, but that walking is by the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These legs of ours, these feet of ours, and our body movements are all subservient to the commandment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Alahum aydi yabtishuna biha. Do they have hands with which they can hold? And again, the power of grip, all of that is in the hands of Allah. But more especially, when people worship the things of this world, they do not even have that power. أَمْ لَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. Do they have eyes with which they can see? أَمْ لَهُمْ آذَانٌ يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. Do they have ears with which they can hear? قُلِ دُعُوا شُرَكَاءَكُمْ ثُمَّ كِيدُونِ فَلَا تُنْذِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of these verses, put out a challenge to mankind at large who worship things and people besides Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala says, call your shuraka, the partners that you have associated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then thumma kiduni, then scheme, plot against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fala tunzirun, and do not give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala respite. Take all your idols, take all your power, take all your might, take all your technology, take all your science, take everything together and try and plot against Allah Rabbul Izzat. You will never be able to do so. And hence here Allah Ta'ala teaches us the final lesson that all power belongs only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala grant us that iman that is uncontaminated with any form of shirk, and that we put our trust totally in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.